This is Rock Talk, a community issues presentation of Legends 1027 WLGZ. Now, here's your host, Ed Smith.
And good morning. Joining me on the phone, Holly Dutcher, the executive director with CURE, Childhood Cancer Association here in Rochester. Good morning, Holly.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Doing well, thanks. Thanks so much for having me.
Yes, yes. Want to have you back on the program. It is summertime. Things are underway. You guys have, what did you tell me, already sold out with the golf tournament that's in a couple of weeks?
Yeah, so we have our golf tournament on July 22nd at Deerfield. It's presented by ASP Industries and Brighton Securities, and we are sold out.
That's incredible. Congratulations.
Thank you. We're just so grateful for the kindness of the community that continue to come out and support us and the mission of the work we do.
And that speaks to it right there, the fact that you guys are already sold out. But still, if folks want to, you know, donate, they can still donate in other ways, right?
Absolutely. So September is a really big month for us, and we're kind of queuing everything up for September. I know nobody wants to think about the end of summer as we're right in the thick of it, but it'll be here before we know it. So there's lots of opportunities to participate with our organization, especially in the month of September.
As far as events, are you going to have special events in September? Or?
Yes. So, you know, obviously, monetarily, we love the support from the community. So there are different ways to support our organization. One of them is through the Liquid Gold for CURE Challenge. Mm. And it's a really fun challenge we came up with, I want to say like seven, eight years ago, something like that, where we challenge local restaurants to come up with a custom mac and cheese dish. And I know you're probably thinking, what's up with mac and cheese? Well, it is a very kid-friendly and adult-friendly, because I love mac and cheese too, but it's a very kid-friendly dish that is really easy for restaurants to kind of put their own spin on it, but it's also gold in color, like the awareness ribbon for childhood cancer. So we challenge different restaurants in the community to come up with their dish. For every dish that's purchased, they make a donation to our organization to help further our mission. But they're also raising awareness in honor of all the kiddos in our community who have battled and are currently battling.
And let's talk some more about that, Holly. If somebody's not familiar with what you guys do, can you tell them about that?
Sure. So CURE was founded nearly 50 years ago. We're coming up on our 50-year anniversary in the next couple of years.
Wow.
I know. It's so wonderful to provide support to families that have a child with cancer or a chronic blood disorder. So we provide non-medical but very practical assistance to families. That ranges from financial to educational, emotional, and social assistance. None of our families ever have to pay for parking at Golisano Children's Hospital. We cover that for them for every trip they make. We cover food. Every newly diagnosed family is given a $100 gas gift card to help them with expenses of driving to and from these various appointments. But something that's really unique to our organization is our parent advocate program. So we have an employee that goes and meets with every patient in the inpatient, outpatient, and clinic area every Wednesday through Friday and assesses what their needs are, determines what resources are available to them, whether it's something that we provide through, you know, our menu of services or other organizations provide, and she connects them with these resources. But the thing that's really unique about our parent advocate is she is the parent of a long-term cancer survivor. So she knows what it feels like to walk this road and to have your child diagnosed. She's a peer to our families.
Which she understands, for sure, yeah.
Yes, she understands.
And that is really how folks get involved with CURE as far as the service side, right, is through her at the hospital?
Correct. So we have a partnership with Golisano Children's Hospital and the Hematology Oncology Unit, so we're so grateful for them and their kindness in partnering with us. And we're one of the only organizations in the community that provides support that's really direct while a child's undergoing treatment and then beyond. So, you know, once you're a CURE family, you're always a CURE family. We have a Survivor's Day picnic that our survivors are all invited to, and we honor the angels that we've lost every year through our remembrance service. So, you know, once you're a part of our family, we embrace you and just walk with you however we can to be supportive.
We are talking with Holly from CURE Childhood Cancer here, and, you know, I don't think most of us that are parents, you know, that is such a scary thing to think about, that my child could be diagnosed with cancer. But to actually be going through that and to have a support network like you guys provide has to be incredibly helpful to them.
Yeah, I mean, our parents have given us so much feedback about how much they value, especially our parent advocate. She does such a beautiful job with making sure the needs of our families are met, but making sure that they know that she understands what they're going through. And, you know, Michelle's son is, I think I want to say like a 15-year survivor. I
wow.
think he, like, you know, really cutting that short, but he had leukemia when he was young. And so she really just does what she can to connect families with one another. She's really great about that because nobody knows what it's like to have a kid with cancer other than a parent of a child with cancer. So, you know, building this village and building this community of support really is what gets people through this really challenging time in their lives.
And Holly, how many people are you guys working with? How many families right now, can you say?
I can say that this year we've had 25 newly diagnosed children, and we've seen 4 relapses, and sadly, we've lost 4 kiddos.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, it's, in addition to that, you know, we provide support, like I was saying, to the survivors and to bereaved families. So at any time, we touch the lives of, or every year, we touch the lives of about 800 families.
Which is amazing to be able to help so many families across our community and in the greater Western New York area that are coming to Golisano for treatment, like you said. That is incredible. And I think just to help the family out, because I know you and I have talked before, you get knee deep into this and you're taking off a lot of time from work. So paying the bills might become difficult.
Yeah, I'm actually in the process of helping a family cover their rent, which, you know, is something that you don't really think about, these everyday expenses. And you may feel like your world has stopped when your child is diagnosed with cancer, but unfortunately it keeps spinning and the bills keep coming, and you may struggle to make ends meet, especially if one or both parents are taking a leave of absence from work. So in this society that we're in, most households are a two-income household, so it's really detrimental when one or both parents are limited to how much they can work because they're caring for their child, and we want them to be able to care for their child, and we don't want them to be worried about the bills and making ends meet, because really their focus should be on their family and on their child and doing what they can to get through this really difficult situation.
So families that are here in the greater Rochester area, but maybe our neighbors to the south down in the southern tier, something like that, that are coming up to Rochester for treatment?
Oh, yeah. So basically anybody that's seen at Golisano Children's Hospital, we can work with, or that live in the greater Rochester area and are being treated elsewhere. There are certain situations where some of our kids go to St. Jude, or they go to Philadelphia or Pittsburgh, New York City, depending on, you know, what's going on. If there's a particular specialty that they are seeking, we still provide support to them. We have a family that's out of town right now, and we're staying in touch with them and providing support when we can. So even if they're not physically being treated here, but they're from the greater Rochester area, we're still there to support them.
Which is huge, because again, we're talking about those expenses, right? They're on the road in Philadelphia or Pittsburgh or something like that. You know, for most people, that means not working, yeah.
Right, right. And, you know, it really, like I said, it can be detrimental to a family. And the other thing that we really focus on is that cancer is a whole family diagnosis. Mm. So we do our best not to isolate just the child that's undergoing treatment. Sibling rivalry is a real thing. I mean, kids are jealous of each other. So we do what we can to make sure that everybody feels included. Everybody's treated the same, whether it's at our holiday party, all siblings get gifts. Even at our bell ringing ceremonies that we have here at the office, we give the siblings a gift as well, because they've also endured, you know, life-altering experiences. So we want them to know that they're a part of the family and we love them and, you know, we see them too.
And that's something, you know, that I've never thought about before. You know, I have just one kid at home, but, you know, if you had two kids, it does affect both kids. Obviously, one's going through the treatment, but the other one may not fully understand what's going on and maybe scared even.
Maybe scared. Maybe they're staying with a neighbor and not seeing, you know, mom or dad, depending, or, you know, whoever's in their family. You know, they may not be seeing one of their parents for an extended period of time because the other parent is in the hospital or taking care of the sibling that is undergoing treatment. So it really can flip these children's lives upside down. And we just do what we can to let them know that they're loved and we're thinking of them and, you know, they're important as well.
That is such a beautiful thing. And you guys, Holly, are able to do all this because of donations, because of our generous community that supports CURE.
Yeah, so most of our funding comes from the greater Rochester community and the kindness of businesses and friends in the community that believe in the work we're doing and our mission, and we're not government funded. It's boots to the ground. I have one other full-time employee with me, and we have three part-time employees, and we just spread the word about what we're doing, encourage people to participate, tell them about our programming and our services, and people fall in love with the organization and what we're doing and the value of what we're doing, and they've come along for the ride.
Holly, I'm wondering if somebody's listening and they want to donate, they want to get involved. I know the golf tournament's pretty much full right now, but like we said, you've got other events coming up, especially into September.
Yeah, so September is really important to us to raise awareness, because it is important for our families to know that they have a village of support behind them. So we will have lawn signs for sale to help raise awareness. We have the Liquid Gold for Cure Challenge. We have golden flamingos that get migrated around. I was corrected. They're called a flamboyance of flamingos.
Oh, okay.
So a flamboyance of flamingos all around town. But there's also free ways to help. Donate blood. We have a blood drive that we're partnering with West Hurst Chevrolet on West Henrietta Road, where we're going to have their mobile blood unit on September 5th. The blood drive. We also have our biggest fundraiser of the year on September 22nd. It's at Arbor Midtown, and that is our Recipe for a Cure Sunday brunch presented by West Hurst Cares. We work with the American Culinary Federation, which is professional chefs, and just present a really beautiful, delicious brunch to our constituents. So, that's a ticketed event if people are interested in learning more about that as well.
That sounds amazing, and a great opportunity to actually have people come and see what Cure is all about. And I imagine, as you mentioned, once somebody sees it, they stay for a lifetime, you know?
Oh, I always tell this. It's so funny, because when I was pregnant with my first daughter, I was actually due the day after the brunch. And my mom told me, she was in charge of the decorating committee at that time. And she said, "Well, Holly, you know, I'm going to go to the brunch and set up the decorations, and then I'll come to the hospital and see you if you end up going into labor." Like, it was that important to her.
Yeah.
To make sure that she was setting up the brunch. So there's so much practicality in the support that we're providing, and I think that really resonates with people. And it's not just like a one-time support. That some of these families we've been supporting for years, and we're happy to do it, and we're just so grateful that we can.
That is amazing. And I love that it's that positive environment that you guys have in wake of something so terrible. You guys create that community that comes together, which is amazing.
We do what we can. We celebrate our kids, right? We celebrate our families and do what we can to just help them get through this terrific time. We partnered with That's Darling Photography and did family portraits for our families and offered that free of charge to them recently. And, that's something that's so invaluable as well, because if your kiddo is sick, you never know what could happen. And, being able to just have that moment and have that family time and be able to have a physical representation of it. You're having, pictures of your family. It's so meaningful. And we're just so grateful to be partnering with so many people in the community that, like I said, that believe in the work we're doing and just want our families to know that they're not alone. I think that's the biggest thing. They are not alone, and they have support.
Holly, I'm wondering, too, if somebody wants to maybe volunteer. You guys have got a handful of things coming up. Are you still looking for volunteers?
We're always looking for volunteers, whether it's a one-time thing at an event, such as our Recipe for a Cure Sunday brunch, or a holiday party at holiday time, or wrapping gifts. We can talk about that another time.
I was just going to say, you're going to need some elves to help wrap those gifts.
Yes.
Come on.
We supported 72 families this past holiday season. So it's a lot of wrapping, and a lot of love goes into everything that we do. So we're always looking for volunteers. We have the Julie Roberts Children's Memorial Garden in front of our office that, as much as I would love to tend to it every single day, we just don't have the capacity to do that. So we rely on our volunteers to adopt a week and come weed the garden, prune it, and honor our angels that we are, remembering through the garden. So that's also a really easy opportunity to come and make a difference.
And what a great way, again, you can make a financial donation or, like you said, give back with your time and your skills to help with the garden, wrap presents, do whatever it might be to bring all this together. And if folks are interested, they can get those details on your website?
Yes, it's curekidscancer.com.
Curekidscancer.com. Check it out. A lot of opportunity to help out with a great organization. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Holly.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much for having me. And thank you for your willingness to spread our word and what we're doing, and hopefully to paint the town gold and red in September for Childhood Cancer and Sickle Cell Awareness Month.
Yes, yes, we'll do our best. Are you guys going to have some of the buildings downtown light in those colors?
We're working on it.
Oh, yeah.
We have a website that has all things awareness. You can learn about different businesses that are partnering with us. It's curekidscancer.com/awareness.
Perfect. Yeah, check it out. I love that when you see the buildings lit up for awareness like that.
We do try and communicate with the city. Sometimes it works in our favor and sometimes it doesn't, but you will definitely be seeing gold and red throughout Rochester during September.
Excellent. Excellent. Again, get more details up on their website. It's curekidscancer.com. Thank you so much, Holly.
Thank you so much for having me again, and thank you for your kindness towards our family.
Oh my gosh. Happy to help out however we can.
Thank you so very much.
You've been listening to Rock Talk, a community issues presentation of Legends 1027 WLGZ, DJRO Broadcasting.